11 to 10. Joining me in the studio is Tim Thomas. Tim's representing a group called Mates for Mates, and they're part of the Tour of Duty Fun Run, which is happening for all the family, a 5K and a 10K run around the TAN, Sunday, April the 12th. I was thinking that's a long way away. It's only a couple of weeks, actually. So you're looking pretty fit, though, Tim.
Well, thank you, Glenn. And you know what? Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Federation Square, the Fitness Angels is running a free boot camp for that end. So if you want to get down there, and they run a boot camp, it's different from the military boot camp I experienced. I can guarantee that those Fitness Angels will be a lot better looking than the drill instructors I used to have at basic training.
And more understanding?
Probably not. they'll work you.
Hey, can you tell us about Mates for Mates? We're talking about yourself, and your honesty was much appreciated. But where did Mates for Mates as an organisation come from? How did it start?
Okay, Mates for Mates was born out of RSL Queensland. They funded it. They wanted a fresh environment for a fresh group of people, and it was very forward thinking on the RSL's behalf to create this space, and it's flourished. We've been around for a bit over 2 years. We've got established places in Brisbane, Townsville and Tasmania, and we're getting into Darwin this year, and we're looking to get a nationwide footprint.
Mm. Why not in Melbourne? That surprised me, well, that population. Melbourne and Sydney, the population.
Again, we want to get established, and we have to know that, you know, when you make that first impression, like a lot of these guys, when they come in, they're highly stressed because Mates for Mates is unknown, okay, and they make up their mind very rapidly if this is what they want. So, you know, because you're dealing with that, you know, razor's edge of people liking it or not, you want to start it right, you know what I mean? And you know, any veteran will tell you, I mean, ask the Vietnam veterans when they came back from their war, how quickly they made their mind up if their local RSL was friendly or not. You know, it's like that, and being aware of that, you need to sort of start these things so guys can really just ease in straight away.
We were chatting off air very briefly the Vietnam veteran situation and how this country, in my belief, is the country and the community treated them so poorly. Have you had much integration with Vietnam vets at Mates for Mates?
Absolutely. I really encourage the Vietnam veterans. They can give you things that you can't get anywhere else. You know, no, you know, psychologist can give you what a Vietnam veteran can, because they can. And my part of my journey was started by a Vietnam veteran who broke down. He said, why was I carrying this around for 40 plus years? Okay, who was I trying to impress? What was I trying to achieve? What would my life have been like if I wasn't carrying this around for the last 40 years? And I said, I'm going to try and honor that. I'm going to start my journey early. And so, you know, and this is what Vietnam veterans can do for you. They can, the thing that takes them, you know, 30 or 40 years to do, they can do for you in far less time.
Mm. When you're in a battle zone situation, and let's talk Afghanistan because that's the most recent from that point of view, you're living in each other's pockets, you are protecting each other as mates and all that sort of thing. When you get out of the army, does that mateship still continue, or do you find people go their different ways?
It's hard, because obviously you're not going to get as close as what you were. You know, you eat, sleep within the same, you know, confines for that period. I've found that people do tend to, I mean, you know, we all stay in touch via social media and all that sort of stuff, but people do, you know, go their own ways. And yeah, that isolation, you know, when you've had your brothers around you, and then when you're thrown into Civvy Street and you're just, those reference points around you just aren't there, that, you know, you do feel like the odd one in the group. You know, you do feel like you're different. And that often makes you, you know, when you're in a group, you bring your defenses up, you know, and you can't be yourself. Your wife doesn't like bringing you to social events because you just think you're being normal, but everyone thinks you're rude because you're just a little afraid to talk about stuff because people in the, you know, they ask these questions and, you know, you don't know all the answers about the political side of things. It was just a job that I did. And so, unfortunately, when you're in a situation with your defenses up, that's quite fatiguing. And you try and then avoid those situations as opposed to, you know, finding out, well, what is it about me that I'm uncomfortable with?
Do females integrate back into, I guess, normal life, normality as we know it, from a soldier's point of view, better than males, do you think?
Well, you know, to answer that question, Glenn, you know, the Defence Force is all about weaponry, right? And being in the Special Forces for 6 years, I had a lot of weapons go through my hands. But the most powerful thing we have on this planet, Glenn, isn't a weapon. It's actually a conversation. You know, the conversation, not just talking, but when your mouth matches your heart, okay? And this is where females have it all over the guys. They talk, okay? You know, pressure builds
up.
Don't
they talk sometimes? Who said that?
Yeah. We're all alone in this room, Glenn. We're right. Yeah. but, you know, that's one thing they do well. And, you know, pressure only builds up when there's a blockage, okay? Guys, we tend to measure our manhood off how much crap we can bear and not flinch, you know? And really, just like that veteran who'd been carried around for 40 years, what good is that doing? Who are you trying to impress? And, you know, the people that suffer because of it, isn't just us, it's our families.
Tim, look, we could chat away here for ages. Congratulations on what you're doing with Mates for Mates and how you're so public and open about all that sort of thing. If anyone wants to get along, Tour of Duty, Fun Run, it's on Sunday, April the 12th. More importantly, tomorrow morning, Federation Square
for 8 a.m. Yeah.
8 o'clock, you'll be down there?
Debatable. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing an interview on TV or not, so yeah, I'm...
Oh, other priorities. But if anyone does want to get along there, and also if you want to find out more about the run, the website is tourofduty.org. You can either do a 5K or a 10K run if you like. The date is Sunday, April the 12th. Hey, thanks a heap for your time, Tim. And as I say, your honesty and keep up the great work.
Very pleasant, Glenn. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Tim Thomas here. This is My Melbourne on MyMP.